Conference attendees in Anchorage last week defended a controversial Small Business Administration program. About 280 people attended a National 8A Association conference in Anchorage to learn more about the program that helps small businesses compete for federal contracts. But has come under increasing congressional scrutiny in recent years. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Consultant Barbara English of Gainesville, Florida, worked for more than 30 years as a federal procurement officer. Now she advises small businesses on ways to win federal contracts. She gave a talk on how to use the federal procurement data system, which lays out agency contract types and amounts, to research opportunities. Responding to critics who say the SBA 8A program gives too many advantages to Alaska Native Corporations, or ANCs, Native American tribes and Native Hawaiians, she says it's working just as it should.
I am so incredibly impressed with the ANCs that I've met here. And what's very clear to me is they're adding a whole lot of value to the taxpayer and to the federal agencies that are awarding contracts to them.
National 8A Association President Ron Perry says program critic Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill is serving her constituents. Boeing operates multi-billion dollar federal contracts and is Missouri's second largest employer, but he says she isn't considering the needs of Alaska Natives. Arizona Senator John McCain has criticized Native corporations, saying they're not passing enough of the SBA 8A profits on to their shareholders. But Perry says the corporations do share benefits by offering cultural programs, jobs, and scholarships.
By educating, taking the time, putting the dollar revenues into education of our young people, and this generation for that matter, you now know that armed with that knowledge or additional knowledge, you can choose paths that you didn't know existed before. So by putting food on the table, it could be in the form of education, which allows you to better where you're at, which allows you to better your job, which allows you to make better decisions financially and personally.
In 2011, 50-some Alaska Native corporations sold about $6.8 billion worth of goods and services to federal agencies. That's about 1.3% of all federal contracts. Earlier this year, a Government Accounting Office report said the Small Business Administration needs greater oversight of the 8A program, and a $20 million scandal involving a Native corporation heightened concerns. The SBA had already put new regulations and reporting requirements in place in 2011. Alaska's congressional delegation says Congress should wait for those to fully take effect before making any more adjustments. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.